Hello and welcome to another movie roast. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast and our Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. Today we will be talking about the Netflix original Ibiza, which just came out on May 25th, so it's been less than a week now. A young American woman and her two best friends seek out a hot DJ in Spain.
Ugh.
That is a terrible synopsis.
Typically use the IMDb synopsis. I wrote my own for this one.
Because yeah,
that is super stupid.
Yeah, it's super stupid and it makes it sound stupid. So basically, let's redo that. We have my computer froze. And we're getting there.
And go. If I had mine up, I would read the one I wrote. I mean, it was very short as well, but basically.
Well, it doesn't need to be long, but basically it stars Jillian Jacobs, who, if you'll remember, was in Love, which we just covered season 3 about 2 weeks ago, actually, at this point. So this is her new movie. She plays Harper, who works at a marketing firm, and her boss sends her to Barcelona to close a deal for Sangria, kind of a big deal for the company, and her friends are like, hey, why don't we tag along? Let's make it a thing. And she's like, I don't think so. And they're like, hey, we're going to do it anyway. So basically, Harper goes on this business trip, and her friends tag along. And then shit happens, is basically, that's a much better synopsis. Now, her friends are Sarah. No, who's Sarah? Oh, Sarah's her boss. I'm sorry. So we have Lee, who is Phoebe Robinson, who looks sort of familiar, but I couldn't place her if I tried. She was actually quite hilarious. Let me just scroll down here. All right, so she's from Portlandia. Apparently that's one of her biggest things, but I never really got into Portlandia, so maybe, whatever, some of you might recognize her. And the other one, her other friend is Nikki, played by Vanessa Bayer, who I also kind of recognize, but don't know from what.
She's recognizable from, she's been up and coming in a few things. She was most recently, I think, in, I don't know if it's the most recent, but Office Christmas Party with Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, Jennifer Aniston.
I don't even see that.
She was in that movie.
Apparently, yes. She was also on quite a bit of Portlandia. Not quite a bit, but she had a handful of episodes. She was big on Saturday Night Live. That's probably where I recognize her from. And apparently she was in one episode of Love. Basically, when it comes to her two friends, Nikki, I kind of thought might get annoying pretty quickly. And every time I was like on the cusp of she might start get annoying, she kind of, it never got to that point, which was kind of nice. So they kind of didn't, I don't want to say reined it in, but they didn't push, I don't know how to put it. I don't want to say her attitude, but her personality, I guess we'll say. They didn't push it to the extremes that I thought they would, because that's typically what these types of movies do. You know, it's the whole, like, you know, millennial, and, you know, when the girls get together, everything isn't like, hey, let's go do this. It's like, yes, girl, yes. You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is going to get old super fucking quick.
Yeah.
And it didn't. It didn't. I'm not going to lie. Like, don't get me wrong. After about three, yes, girl, I was like, all right, this, I don't know if I can finish this movie. But it quickly turned around because, honestly, I am a fan of Jillian Jacobs, and she did kind of, you know, crush as Harper. But I'm going to have to say, dude, this Phoebe Robinson as Lay, I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that right. I don't really.
Yeah, I think it was Lee or.
Lay or Lee. It's L-E-A-H. I'm probably mispronouncing. But she was kind of hysterical in this movie. Like, she kind of was awesome. So, anywho, when she goes to Barcelona to, you know, set up these business meetings, and then her friends kind of are like, hey, we're going to be at the beach, and we're going to kind of get high before we go there. And so Harper brings back one of the guys from, and I don't know if he was he a part of the company? Because I know he was, it almost seemed like he was just introducing the company.
Yeah, he was like their liaison. Yep. Yeah, that's a pretty good word.
Yeah.
Who was that, Diego?
Yes. Is that his name? Yes. And he basically, he took to Nikki quickly.
Yep.
Right, get it? So they had made plans to hang out later, and he was like, hey, let's go to the club. And then you go to the club, and that's where the DJ that comes in their shitty synopsis, basically, because Harper is so busy at work, and she hasn't had a lot of time for relationships and guys and all this shit, and she ends up backstage just because the DJ just noticed she had something on her face, and he wanted to, like, hey, you should probably wash that off.
Yep.
And they kind of hit it off really quickly, and it kind of fell apart a little bit from there. And I want to get down to Hernando.
Well, I mean, you should...
Go ahead.
Exceedingly high to mention that the DJ is Richard Madden from Game of Thrones, who is Robb Stark, who is a fan favorite with the ladies.
Ah.
This guy is.
Okay.
I mean, everyone likes Jon Snow and Robb Stark. Like, that's the two... They're a couple of good-looking dudes. So
yeah, when he first came out, I thought he was somebody else. I just can't remember who. I think, I'm thinking of the new-ish X-Men. Scott, whatever, Cyclops.
Oh, ill.
Maybe.
No.
Well, I know that the second they closed in on him, but when he first came out on stage, it was off in the distance. I'm like, oh, I know that guy. That's so-and-so. And I'm like
the old Cyclops?
No.
The young one?
No, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're very bad at judging good-looking dudes.
All right. I'm clearly talking about the wrong guy here, then. That dude
is not a good-looking dude.
All right. Well, someone talk about the fucking movie ugly. While I figure out who the hell I'm thinking of here.
Who cares who you thought it was? The point being, honestly, there's lots of good parts in the movie. Unfortunately, this thing pretty much gets, like, roasted all over IMDb for whatever reason. I don't really know because Well, not every person, but a few people that I do know that have seen it actually enjoyed it. I mean, for a change, you know, it's got a very, very simple plot. There's no big antagonist or, like, life-altering anything. Nobody's going to get killed. You know what I mean? It's just kind of a fun movie. People are going to Spain and running around and trying to meet dudes and get work done and stuff like that. I mean, it's... doesn't get much simpler than that. And they end up just going to different clubs and getting stuck in different situations that are semi-realistic, actually, to be honest. So,
well, to me, it was kind of, I don't want to say funny, but like after the first night, when they were still in Barcelona, and he was like, hey, here's my number. Call me after the show, and let's kind of get together. Well, after the show, they ended up at, what did I say that guy's name was?
Oh, that was Hector? No.
Hernando.
Hernando, yep.
Now, Hernando is played by Jordi Mollà.
Yep. I'm
probably mispronouncing that, too. But he, I immediately recognized. It's been a very long time since I've seen him. But I just haven't, not that he hasn't done stuff. It's just I haven't seen him do shit. But he was...
Bad Boys 2?
No, I was thinking more of Blow. He was Johnny Depp's like right-hand man.
Yep,
also and he true. Crushed it in that movie. Mm-hmm. But in this movie, he wasn't really a main character. I just thought it was kind of neat that...
He was just a rich Spaniard hosting a party where people fuck and do drugs.
More or less, yes.
Stuff of that nature.
He mentioned that quite a few times. Mm-hmm. The one thing I did find odd, I guess, with this movie, and maybe it's just because of what I've expected from movies over the years, is these three girls are in another country. They know... nobody, and they're just hopping in from car to car to cab to limo to the niece's car to this guy's hotel to this party. Nothing bad ever happens to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's Spain, not Guadalajara.
I know. I'm just,
we're not talking about, like...
You're taking off this, the guy comes up to you at the club. He's like, oh, me and the DJ? Yeah, we're best friends. He'll be at my house later. You should come. And then they just go. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just...
like I said, I mean, it really isn't... This isn't... If you went to Rome, you wouldn't expect that either. You know what I mean? That's basically where...
I don't know if you've seen a little movie called Taken, but that's Paris.
Yeah, that's also different. The whole movie's based around one stupid scenario that would never happen in a million fucking years. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. No, I mean, overall, like you said, if you look on IMDb, this movie's got right now currently a 5.1. I honestly don't quite get why.
Basically, the problem with IMDb user reviews is all that people do is either basically rank it ones or tens. Now, obviously, there's a little broader range than that. There's a lot of two and threes, a lot of seven eights. But the point is, people either go completely off the board one way or completely off the board the other way to right the ship. So if a movie you enjoyed that you would have given a 7 is getting smashed on IMDb, now people throw it a 10 or a 9 because it doesn't deserve to be a 4.9. It can't, because I don't think it is. Conversely, though, people don't like it and it's got anything higher than a 5. They give it a 1 and call it trash, and then give very to no reason whatsoever other than, it sucks. And that's literally most of the reviews. One guy in the review complains that three white girls from America say Ibiza wrong. Because I say Ibiza. I'm an idiot. I don't live there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get it. But you can't say that the movie's trash because the main character, who's from America with an American accent, says Ibiza. That's how we say it.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's literally one of the...
I mean, you go turn on the news any night of the week, and they'll tell you all about Pakistan. It's actually Pakistan.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying that was one of the reviews was actually... That was his basic plot scenario. And the other one was that... There was another user review where the guy's like, yeah, you can just go to an EDM party and do drugs in Miami. Well, yeah, you can also do it three blocks from my house, probably.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Ibiza is way more popular than fucking Miami. Sorry. Yeah,
Miami's pretty popular.
In the 1970s and 80s, yeah.
Still Miami. Pretty popular.
Not like this.
Anyways, the point being that... Take those user reviews with a grain of salt. Everyone on there, I'm no critic. Well, maybe I am, but basically,
I'm no critic. But check out my website where
Well, listen, movies. Listen to me. If any movie you were truly going to give a one, you wouldn't be able to accurately review it because you wouldn't have sat through it. Period. Because if you sit through an hour and a half movie and then give it a one, and this ain't your fucking job, you're a fucking idiot. So there. I said it, and go ahead and send your hate mail. I don't really care, but it's the truth. Because now, if you want to give it a one and say I made it through 30 minutes and I turned this shit off, all right, I get it. But don't tell me shit about the last 2 minutes of the movie after you gave it a one and you didn't get paid to write that fucking review, because then you're the idiot.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, I mean, and it obviously doesn't really go for this movie, but like, especially with like the Disneys and the Marvels and the DCs. A lot of people don't even watch them, and they just give them a one.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to Solo soon here, and that's I'll be picking up where I'm leaving off here with this bullshit.
Yeah. So, anywho.
Yep.
You know, the banter that goes on between Harper and whatever the hell the DJ's name is. What the hell's the DJ's name?
Leo West.
Leo West, correct. So, you know, I mean, the kind of banter they have is kind of funny back and forth because, you know, she's like the smart ass, kind of like she was in Love. Maybe not so heavy, but still she's...
Yeah, and he kind of gets smitten quick.
Yeah.
So he's kind of tripping over himself. And it's almost, to be honest, there was a couple of times where I'm like, ah, man, this guy is crazy hot. He's a fucking international DJ. I mean, I get it. She's very, very cute, no doubt. But I'm just saying, there's no shortage for this guy.
Right.
It's not like he's... Like, oh, God, what am I going to do tonight after the show?
Some people want more, Michael.
No, I'm not saying that that's not a thing. All I'm saying is that's not his thing. This guy's knocking it down.
Well, like they say in the movie, maybe this point's just hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That actually was pretty funny.
There's actually quite a few good lines in this movie, and I'm not going to lie. There was a handful of times when Nikki was, like, pushing the envelope with, like, you're about to get annoying.
Yeah.
But they always reined it in.
No, they did. And they did a pretty good job. And then they would cut to Phoebe and, or Leah, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah, Leah.
And she gives you an opposite version of funny, which is also extremely fun. So that was one of the cool things about the movie, too. And I wanted to point that out, and we just sort of got into it, is that the three best friends are also three fairly different types.
Absolutely.
So it's super fun in that way. And again, I'm not saying that this movie's a 10, but I'm not saying it's a 1. So I'm saying it's going to be worth to watch, and that's where I'm at with that.
No, it was.
I thought it was funny. It was fun. And I think that, honestly, I think girls would actually find it pretty fun.
Girls would like it way more than guys would, but as a guy, I'm not, you know, whatever.
I think given that we're Jillian fans, we liked it a smidge more. But honestly, what's her name? Phoebe, whatever. She was actually crushing it for me. Half the shit that came out of her mouth.
Or went into it.
Yeah, was hilarious to me. I mean,
right? she was running around trying to find the other two because she was being chased around by the crazy bitch.
Yeah. She was pretty good. So, that's really, there's not really a whole hell of a lot to get into with this movie. I think we've covered.
No, I mean, it's a basic, it's your basic little, like, international love story. You know what I mean? Like, we can talk about how awesome he is as a DJ.
And again, for a change, this movie, it ain't over emotional. It's not all kinds of, it's just a movie. So you're not going to get moved by it.
Right. You're not going to cry.
You're probably going to think Richard Madden's cute. Even I did. I was like, God damn. All right. I get it. You know what I mean? Well, the second time they were on the phone, when he was calling her, he asked her to go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
He was actually, he's pretty hilarious.
When he plays the smitten role, he was
actually quite hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of him just from Game of Thrones. But anyways, moving on. The point is, every point in time, I was actually waiting for him to get kidnapped or, like, what's going to be the big stupid thing we have to get through to get through this movie? And it never happened, which was actually a fucking relief. Because even that movie I just saw, Amy Schumer, I Feel Pretty.
Yeah.
Stupid comedy. But, like, right in the middle, they get into all of this shit. Which, actually, they actually did it quite well. But still, it was like, oh, why does everything have to be, like, a change in America or something or whatever? Like, this movie has no major moral fucking anything. Two people meet each other, they dig it, and that's it. Like, can't that just be good? And I think it was. So, that's my
why don't you throw a number in there while you're all over the place with your microphone?
I don't even know.
I'm just gonna give it a 7.
I was gonna go 6, 5, 7. So I'm gonna.
I honestly, when I first turned it on, I didn't think I was gonna.
I'll go 7 because I'm gonna keep the decimal points even.
I didn't think I was gonna make
it. Fuck IMDb user reviews. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think I would make it through because, like, I literally drove from St. Louis back home today, and I was falling asleep on the way home. So I figured I probably wouldn't make it through this movie. And I had no problems. Like, it kept my attention. It kept me up. And it was, yeah, it was a funny movie. So,
yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch it 10 times. But, I mean, I just sat through another quarter of it with you and actually laughed again.
Yeah.
So,
it has moments.
I think it definitely does. And I think it's a good movie that you don't have to worry
it's
about.
Really, it's
anything.
A light movie.
Yeah, it's super.
Like you said, because they don't get into nobody's getting kidnapped. Nobody's, like, being, you know, no
one of the bitches doesn't get punched in the face by some dude, and we got to go through all of this.
Yeah,
shit. There's no political references. It's just three chicks in Spain meeting people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Best way to put it.
Yeah, seriously. And
there's your synopsis.
And that is, to me, what actually appealed. Like I said, I'm so trained. The whole time I'm like, when is one of these guys going to get kidnapped or fingered inappropriately or something? Like, something was going to happen.
You just
got
to go straight for
Yeah. You know what I mean? But it never did. So now I feel like if I watch this movie again, I might even like it more because I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is cool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I know.
Well, I have my...
Here comes the good part.
I have my stupid...
You know?
My stupid crush on Jillian Jacobs.
Oh,
so
no doubt.
I'd probably give it a higher score.
I got a new one on Phoebe now, so...
Yeah, her too.
Well, only because...
She has amazing lines.
I feel like she let me do what I want to do with a woman. And not have to pay like I usually do. So anyways, snap. Moving on. Closing out.
All right, so that was, Ibiza on new Netflix original. That's that. You can find me on Twitter at XorSnacks. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. And you can find our Facebook at Facebook.com/Review and Roast. Our Instagram, Instagram.com/Review and Roast.
You heard it.
You heard it here first.